Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to wear us out. Didn't the Bible say that? But we're not going to wear out. We're going to make it. You're going to make it. Don't let the devil tell you he's wearing you out. You ain't going to wear out. He done got a hold of something he can't handle. He just trying to fool us. That's all. You praise the Lord. Bridget can tell you, I was Monday. I didn't know who I was. I was so out of it. And I told God, if you let me get through this, I'll never let the enemy take me no more. I was so out of it. I just didn't. I called Boo. And I'm telling you, Bridget, yes, for the glory of God. I said, Bridget, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I started weeping and crying and just tore up. Praise the Lord. Why call Bridget? Because God knows. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody little in Christ. I didn't take a call of nobody big. I called Bridget. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't be looking on each other like you little in Christ. You got something in Christ. You got Jesus. You got the Holy Ghost. And you got something. And she said, Mama, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with me. I was just messed up. And she just started praying for me. And after we prayed, I felt I come alive. The enemy is trying to kill us, saints of God. He's trying to take us out of here. But this is not our time to leave out of here. We're just getting into the good part now. I said, we're just getting to the good stuff. He don't want us to see the good stuff. He don't want us to know who God is. He said, but I am the Lord thy God. He said, I am the Lord thy God. But you know, the devil don't want us to know God. He don't want us. He's been mad ever since. But you know, the Lord wouldn't get the keys from him. He ain't got no power with us. Jesus got the keys. All right, buddy. And paid the price. Here it is. So what is wrong with us? What's wrong with me? You know, I told Lord, I didn't call. I said, Gwen is too. I didn't think to call Gwen. I used to call Gwen. She's my, you know. But after she prayed, I came back to life. Honestly, I don't know where I was. Tired. I told y'all I need a week rest. I told y'all that. It's things you go through in this life. And I'm not, because it's people that's in my place. It's people that have gone through things in life that wear them out. And then I'm coming at today. I may not help nobody, but them people, praise the Lord, that need to come on up and know that God is God. He said, I am the Lord. You know, he's so great. He said, I am that I am. He couldn't even tell him what. He's so great. He didn't know what name to give him. He said, I am that I am. And he showed me that. And he showed me how great he is. I said, God, if you let me out of this, I won't get in this place no more. Because you are who you are. Praise the Lord. Then he showed me in Exodus when I'm going to try to show. Y'all got to pray for me now. Because I know I'm breaking all the rules of in the pulpit rules. But this is what I'm feeling in my heart. You know, God brought these people to this church. I believe he brought Linda here to be healed. Because he promised, he gave us a promise. God don't give promises that he, you know, just throw away. This church has been prayed over for, angels sitting back there and I'm telling you, people come in this door and they say, I felt the Lord when I walked in the door. I felt the Holy Ghost. But our trials that we go through keep us from in the place where we somewhere in there. Children of God, I pray that the Lord will help you today, bless you today, honestly, and bring you up. I told the Lord, God, give us a refreshing. I ain't got to preach every Sunday. I said, come on down and just let the church just get a refreshing. Just fall down on us, God. And we just praise you all the whole service. I'm looking for that. So look, I'm not getting up there to preach every Sunday. I'm on God to preach. We need a refreshing. We like in a desert. I don't know. Maybe you ain't in no desert, but I feel like sometime I was in the desert. Didn't know where I was. Known God for since I was 14 or 15. But I'm telling you what the devil trying to take people through now, he trying to get rid of folks. And if you don't get rid of you, he'll mess up your mind where you can't do nothing for God. Your mind is you. You serve God with your mind. He don't have to kill you and let you. He take your mind if you let him. But I come to talk about a God, and I'm going to let my daughter. We've been waiting on her. We've been waiting. We've been waiting on you to sing in the church so we can clap. And I ain't even sang today. I said, I'm going to let her sing. So you get her together. She going to sing for us. Would you please? I never heard you sing. What is Emma? What kid? Ava. I know her name, Ava. What kid am I to? This, I got to be a great now. It's a great. This is my great-granddaughter. I'm your great-grandmama, Ava. Yeah, I'm your great-grandmother. Ain't that something? I'm Gwen's mother. See, Gwen? That's your grandmother. I'm her mother. Yeah, that's my daughter. She my oldest girl. She the oldest one. Like you the oldest one. They told me you was going to sing. I was waiting on you to sing. We holding the service for you to sing. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I'll forgive you if you sing. Okay, we're going to give the floor to Ava. She's going to sing for us. Feeling good, Al. Feeling good. God is real. Do she need any music? I wish I could play. Oh, hey, now. She don't need nothing. She just need a microphone. Give her a microphone. She don't need no microphone? Go give her a microphone. She going to sing for her great-grandma.
Oh, my bad. Oh,
Jesus loves me this I am. Oh, my Jesus loves me so much still.
Praise the Lord. Just let me know and we'll be holding for you, babe. Thank you, Jesus. I don't come here looking for structure. I don't get in here looking for the goal like it's wrote down because we ain't never had nothing wrote down. I come here for God to move. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no formula, and I ain't going to ever have a formula as long as I stand in this pulpit. I want God to move. I've been asking him this week, Lord, fall in this church and give us a refreshing. We need a refreshing of your spirit. We need a refreshing. You know, you can't keep on going. You got to refresh. You know, you can't keep going. You have to have a refreshing. So God kept me in Exodus. I don't know why, but I'm going to try. So, Father, I don't know if I ever go, but I want to do it right, Lord. First, I know I can't do nothing without you. And when you gave me this, I was wondering where in the world I'm going to go with this. But I pray that you would help me. I pray you would anoint me to help your people. God, I pray, Lord, that you would bless your people and strengthen us in our inner man. Lord, let some be said, let the Holy Ghost take my tongue and speak your words. You told me to open my mouth and you speak. So, Lord, I just, where I am, I just love you and I thank you, Lord, for the people that I don't have to pretend or put on. I really thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless every soul today. Strengthen us in our spirits today with your mighty power and the faith of the living God. And everybody said, amen. We know about the chapter of, I'm going to take you to the fourth chapter. You can go for starting the fourth chapter of Exodus. I went to Genesis where God sent Moses and he said he couldn't talk. Y'all know all about that. So Aaron did most of the talking. Praise the Lord, because he could talk. You know, God knows what's in man. Now, you know, he dealt with Moses and the Bible says he got angry with him because he kept saying, well, you know, I can't talk good. He's making all kinds of excuses like we do, you know, how to do. And God got angry with him. But yet God knew that something in you that he can use. So you can't say, well, I can't speak. He couldn't speak either. And he didn't speak. If you read your Bible, the speaking was done by Aaron. Praise the Lord. So I want to read, I don't know where I'm going to start. I should know where to start. I've been reading it all the week. Just, look, what am I doing in this book? What do you want me to do? I don't know how I'm going to preach out this book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when God, he gave God all kinds of excuses. But, you know, he kept going to, they kept going to and saying, let my people go. So they can serve me. Jesus said, let my people go. I believe he said, you got to let my people go so they can serve me. Because if the enemy owns you, you can't serve him. And so Jesus said, let my people go. And you know how he brought them out the Bible said, with a high hand. But the women left, wait. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But you know, when God began to let you go, And you know, dealing with the devil about something you're going through, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look like things get worse. Because it got worse for them. Every time they were going to say, he let them go, they do something, make the people come up against Moses. Poor Moses, I know God chose Moses. I know he did. Because that man, do you know, I read that there was 600,000 men. Me and Kobe was talking about it. He was adding it up. It was 600,000 men, not women and children. It was over 1 million people that man took across the desert. Over 1 million folks. So he must have knew there's something in Moses. Wait. And no matter if you think you ain't got it, he know what's in you. You may come up and say, well, I'm going to choose me. I don't know. I can't. Yeah, you can. If he choose you to do something, you can do it. Because he knows. He chose Moses to lead 1 million or some people across the desert. He can surely use us. And I said, Lord, here it is. Here it is. Amen. And so he told him, I'm going to give you he told Joshua, every place you put your foot is yours. So I decided to walk some. I don't know about you. And I'm going to get me some spiritual binoculars and see where I'm going. Because I want everything God got for me. You know what? I think, you know, we come through, praise the Lord. But you know what? I found out tomorrow, we just don't come through with the sword of the word. You know, the devil, I found this out. He'll beat the mess out of us. He don't care how much you pray. We just come off a 21-day fast. He don't care about that. He gonna be digging at you as long as you up on the top of this topsoil. Praise the Lord. Especially if he thinks something is in you that's going to get him. Oh, that's good, Lord. And so if he messing with you, you must got something he don't like or something he won't. as something he don't want you to use for the kingdom. So why would he waste his time messing with you? Girl, you the blessedest people. Ooh, Jesus. I told the Lord, I said, God, I'm telling you. He said, then he gave me that. He said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if he messing with you, it must be something that he want, that you got. Because he gonna be messing. He got time for that. He got more sense than we got. He knows it's but a short time. He knows that the prophecies are true. He knows that. So today we ask God to fill us with faith. Say, Lord, fill me with faith. Fill me with faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thought when God first came to Moses, praise the Lord. And I like this. He said, what should he say? I am that I am. So great. Good Lord, I'm going to give you a name after a while, but I am that I am. And after he went to Pharaoh to get him a loose, now here it is. This guy, this bless me. Y'all say, well, we done heard that. Well, you ain't heard this one. He said, I wrote it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and I put it as the Lord was giving me this. He said, I'm going to give him the land of Canaan. A land of their pilgrimage. That's be where they've been walking at. The land that they've been traveling through. Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to give it to you. And I never seen this before. You know, we've been traveling too. We've traveled through land. We've traveled through places. God going to give us the places we've been traveling through. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all. But he's going to give it to you. This where you've been going and traveling. Praise. There's people, you know, that go to different lands. You know, I'm going through my neighborhood. God going to give me that neighborhood. I ain't traveled all the way through it, but I don't travel a little bit. But everywhere you put your foot, God gonna give it to you. So Lord, get you some shoes or put you on some big shoes. Put on your brother's shoe and just walk and say, God, this is mine. This is mine. Whatever God give you, don't let the enemy take it. Because he don't care about God giving it to you. He respect God and he's scared of God, but you know, he works through us. Cause he know that we just a little, we're lower in intelligence and everything else. Amen. But God, I'm telling you, ooh, wait, my mind is just spinning. I got so much in my mind. What the Lord been dealing with me in Exodus. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing in Exodus. What am I going to do? I can't preach from Exodus. And so he said, so now here it is. He let them, so when they went, you know, was going over to out into the wilderness. And here it is. Every time, I don't know how many, 10 plagues. Every time Moses went in there and said, let the people go, things got worse. Every time you come to church and hear a testimony, things get worse. God gonna do this for you and things get worse. If that ever happened to you, know that God done heard your cry. And that he get ready to show up, bring you out. Praise the Lord. I, a lot of times when I'm dreaming, hallelujah. A lot of times I dream, I see Dee Dee. I had a dream of Deborah. Praise the Lord. And I dreamed that she was standing on the corner, this, like this here. And Gwen was standing like this. This is the corner. And she had on a brown suit. And she was every whit whole. And so I told her this. This has been a couple years ago. She wasn't teeny weeny. She wasn't, you know, she's like she is by now. And so I'm looking. I said, well, she just about the size now, Lord. Come on now. I said, I'm looking for you to do what you say. Hallelujah. Dee Dee, I look back at you. I'm not going to get out of order. I'm not going to get out of God's order. But, Tony, I'm going to come back there one day and me and you going to dance together. I don't know that's how he gonna do it, but I said, Lord, I want somebody to dance. When I get up here and I be trying to dance, you know, doing my little thing, you know what I'm saying? Girl, I used to sit the people back. I said, might as well do a little what I can do now. You know, move my feet anyway. Praise the Lord. I said, I'll get Debbie, somebody to dance with me. I said, hallelujah. When Tawana come in, she better not come in now because she gonna have to dance with me. Because I'm feeling like doing my little thing. You know, I don't do nothing but just move my feet, but you can move your feet too. I'm telling you, he's worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And so he told Moses, hallelujah. They said, who is he? I don't know about no Lord God. You know, Pharaoh, the devil don't know nothing. Praise the Lord. People he deal with don't know nothing. Praise the Lord. And so let me get him down. Okay. Every time now, remember this. When God says something to you and give you a promise, if it's something that, you know, I think about Linda, her promise. You know, God, you know, tell her he's going to heal her. I really believe God gonna give her a miracle if she can just hang in there. I do. I really truly do. But when God say, I'm gonna give you a miracle, then the devil cuts up. He cut up and do everything to make you think that God is lying. But God is not a man that he should lie. Okay, now where you at? I'm standing on what God say. He's not a man that he should lie. He told me he gonna do thus and thus. And I'm gonna believe what he say. Get behind me, devil. I don't care what you do. You can make some on my arm. You can make my head hurt. You can make my leg hurt. But I said, you said God said he gonna heal me. And I don't care what you say. I'm gonna be healed. Now you still gonna be so you can't hardly walk, but you gotta tell this devil where to get off, because he think, hallelujah, he got you. Lord, you go any way to his side, he think he got you, but the devil is alive. You believe in God. You are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We're God's people. Sick of this devil messing with us. I'm tired of it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm tired of this thing. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing people fail. I'm tired of it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I started off on my journey down there. I went down to the last house down on this thing, and the lady name was Rosemary. I was so glad to see her, because she had told me one time she liked visitors. And here, Ernest, let me tell you, now I'm going to do this here. We fast 21 days. You know, God going to, we speaking, and I really believe God blessed me and helped me. What about you? I believe I still got something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heels ain't fasting every time. Watch it now. He ain't fast none. And we just fasting, praising God and everything. He done got a miracle. I mean a pure D miracle. I'm talking about a miracle. This man eat this much of deer sausage, bronze swagger, everything he, look, I am an expert on what you should eat with gout. Because my husband had gout since he was 28, and I know what you ain't supposed to eat. But everything we ain't supposed to eat, Ernest eat double of it. He go and get him a so one day, after the fast, we came off, he was sitting in the chair. I said, honey, don't eat. He said, I ain't got no gout. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. He said, I ain't got no gout, and sure enough. This man eat, you hear me? I'm talking about God. God not only healed the man, he turned him around. That's what he healed him from gout. Praise. He healed him from gout. So help me, hallelujah, to do what I need to do to get this man where he'll say, God, help me. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that next. I'm looking to walk in there and he got his hands up in the air and said, God, save me. That's what I'm looking for now. I say, God, don't let me see this ain't nothing but the devil to try to keep me down. What he won't see Christ in me. I said, well, Lord, you let him see Christ in me. You let him see it. Oh, yeah, he thanked me, honey. I wasn't for you. I wouldn't, you know, blah, blah. Amen. But God's got a plan. I said, God, I don't want to get out of your plan getting in my thing. You know, well, I'm tired of this. I said, Lord, I'm tired now. I'm tired. You know, and I, you know, he's supposed to fall out, you know, because I'm saying it. You know, so. I said, Lord, I'm just tired. I am tired. And so I said I was going to tell Dad. He's so sweet. He said, honey, get up on that seat. Will you stop walking up? Get over there and lay down. And say, I'm going to take him up on this stuff. I'm going to say, Dad, next week I want you to take care of me. I don't want to do nothing. Dad gets up and cooks. He can cook too, buddy. He can cook. He made some soup. You know, he makes the best, you know, he's mixing it. He made some soup. He done made, he cooked. He said, now tomorrow, he said, they sent me something yesterday, you know, for the holiday. He said, I'm going to get up and take that chicken and put me some gravy on it. Now, he's supposed to eat gravy. I ain't tell him nothing. I said, okay. He puts him, and put gravy on it, eat gravy. Is Jackie going to fix that thing she fixed last time with all that gravy? Jack, did she fix that? Or she left me some gravy. He ate it all. Ain't had no sign of nothing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We ought to, listen, God loves everybody. He loves you. And you are his child. Praise the Lord. We supposed to have preeminence. God said, yeah, but you got to believe. You let me deal with him like I want to deal with him. He said, but now you got to have belief. You got to have faith. And you got to believe. I am that I am. So great, he could, Lord have mercy. Then he'd be showing me, wait a minute, this is what got me. This scripture right here. Hallelujah. I'm trying, children. I don't know what I'm going to do with this, but I'm trying. He said, I am that. He said, I am in Exodus 3:13. He said, I am that I am. And I had to look it up. You know, Google. I like Google. He said, I am that I am. I'm just, woo-wee, I am. He said, I am, otherwise, I am is self-sufficient. That's what that means. Otherwise, he just who he is. You see, I'm having a hard time trying to explain it because I can't explain it. And so Jesus said, I am too. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. You know, what other, you remember when Jesus said, I am? Because he is, I am. I'm trying to do, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when Moses went to him, hallelujah, in Exodus, he said, he was telling him to do something. It was Exodus, the sixth chapter. He said, I'm going to give him the land of Canaan. He said, but by my name, Jehovah, was I not known. Now he give him a name, another. Listen, when he gave you the name of Jesus, when he gave us that name, he gave us a name that's above every name. And at that name, every knee got to bow. And we got to believe that. We got to stop whining and crying and believe what he say. I'm talking about me too. Shoot. He said, by my name, Jehovah, was I not known. Well, I had to look up Jehovah. Jehovah means I am that. He said, what Jehovah? My name Jehovah. He brings into existence whatever exists. Whatever you see exists, Jehovah did it. Whatever you see, whatever you see exists, Jehovah did it. Okay, now, at every generation I know that he will say about his name. His name in the Bible say his name is above every name. And at his name, we have to bow. Praise the Lord. But listen, I see saints go through so much. It keeps me. I'm kind of like I be down wondering and I'm on the other side thinking about the saints. You know, Lord, why this and why this and why you don't do that for this one and why this and why that and this, that. Praise the Lord. Because when you say you're saved, I believe you're saved. Hallelujah. But then you say you feel, I believe you feel. Praise the Lord. But I know that the Holy Ghost is power. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you power over what? No, he didn't say that, did he? He said, oh, what's wrong with us then? He said, I'm going to give you power over all the power of the devil. So I had to go back and look at that thing. I said, Lord, I want to know you by Jehovah and everybody else. They claim that I don't care what they say. He said, by my name, Jehovah, they didn't know me. I'm the one who made everything that exists, is existing through me. Hallelujah. I am who I am. Good Lord, my Savior. When I had to do that, I had to go and say, Lord, forgive me because I know you are who you say you are. Praise the Lord. And I know I'm not going anywhere till your time come. Hallelujah. In fact, the business, he done told me when it's coming. But I said, Lord, I know you who you are. And I'm tired of getting these places. I don't know who I am. But I sure know who you are. Oh, I don't stay long, honey. I don't go visit. I may go and peep in the door. And stick my foot in there. I say, oh, let me get out of here. I'm not going to let the enemy keep me nowhere when I know it's him. And you know that God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. But right now, people are waiting on things. Hallelujah. You know, waiting make the heart sick. Praise the Lord. It makes you sick. It does. Praise the Lord. But God knows, hallelujah. And you got to believe that he is. It's so strange to me. Because we believe people more than we do God. We really do. If you got somebody that you trust, you believe in that person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If Al tell me he going to be here, he say, Pastor, I'm going to meet you at the church Wednesday. I say, I wonder if he coming. He tell me usually he be there. Praise the Lord. And I told Toby, I said, your daddy, I said, you know, something about your daddy or your mama, you know, when your mama or your daddy tell you something. Tawana, praise the Lord. I'm going to give you a car. I'm good. You know, I got this old car, and when I get through, you know, I can't use it. I'm going to give it to you. You don't go around. Wonder, you know, what this is. One, you understand what I'm saying? What your parents or people that you believe in tell you, you believe it. You believe it. Why can't you believe God like that? Why can't I believe God like that? Whatever they tell you, if they have been faithful in telling you, and they, you know what I'm saying, I'm messing around. When my mom or daddy say something, it's going to be done, and you don't walk around wondering what they're going to do. One of this, one of that. No, it's just like you got it. God wants you to know you got it. I say you got what he said. If he say I'm your healer, you got it. I don't care what it look like. If you don't get up and do that and raise your leg, you got it. I say you got it because God said it. And that's what I come out of this with. I said, Lord, I come out of this with, I said, Lord, please let me be able to help your people. I can't help your people if I can't be helped. Foot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I know, I say, God, hallelujah, you promised me something. Praise God. I said, Lord, hallelujah, I'm tired. And here's another thing. The devil trying to wear you out. Because when you tired, you can't think good. Now, I sure learned that. You don't care how holy you are. When you get too tired in your mind, and I learned that, I said, Lord, show me how to keep my mind on you. Show me how, Lord, show me how to keep my mind where I won't get tired in my mind. I know I'm older, but shoot, I mean, where did it say when you get older, you had to have, they don't say that. I'm sorry. I don't know. People read something, put it in the Bible, that's not there. Well, you know, I got this because the heck with what you talking about. I'm still, I might have to, hallelujah, offend you, but God didn't say that. He didn't say when you got 80, you're going to have pneumonia. Or when you got 90, it didn't say that. He said, I'm the Lord thy God, which healeth thee from all thy diseases. He didn't say until you get 20, until you get 90, until you get 80, until you get 85. He didn't say that. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. I'll be with you until the end. And if my end ain't 80, if my end ain't 90, God is going to be with me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to believe it. To when I decide to believe it. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you this. And see, we done picked up this mess. It just hurts my heart. If the doctor say, well, I'm sorry. Brother L, I see such and such a thing. Okay, now, all the devil wants you to do is let wife pick that up too. And you get the moaning and groaning. But the Lord said, by his stripes, I am healed. I don't care if you got a cancer bigger than a ship. I believe God can do anything. I told somebody I was talking to in my class this morning. I said, I just believe God. I was brought up that way. I believe God. So I got something before God. I said, I'm going to let one, two people know it. Let Jackie take a picture of it. I said, because you know what, Lord? I want to believe you. And said, I ain't got to try because some of these things I have seen with my eyes. I've seen a woman got a filling of gold in her mouth. I've seen that. And maybe you need to see something. So pastor going to try to let the couple days that I got left, let y'all see something. Because I'm going to God and I say, God, praise the Lord, I'm going to let Jackie take the picture of this. And I'm going to, so you won't say that wasn't so. I ain't going to tell you what it is. Ain't your business. But I'm asking God for this. Impossible to us. It's an impossible thing I'm asking God, Jackie. It's impossible for it to be done in the natural. But I told God, I said, I'm sick of running to the doctor, giving him my money foot. I don't care if I do got insurance. I'm tired. I'm just tired of the thing of running to him every time. I'm tired of it. I say the church should be, when people come in, if they get enough faith, they should get healed. I'm sorry, children of God. God gave us doctors because he loves us so much. But he want to be your doctor. Now you may not, you find me a scripture now. Fine enough. Luke was a doctor and I ain't seen nothing in there that he ever done. And I'm saying, Luke went to so-and-so, and Luke did so. If Luke did it, he did it by the power of the living God. He did it by the one that say, I am God, and there's no one beside me. That's how he did it. Luke, you give me a scripture. That's all you got to do. Just let me know. Just say, well, Luke was a doctor. Yes, Luke was a doctor. And they called him Dr. Luke in the scripture. But they never saying, Dr. Luke went in and laid his hands and gave him some medicine. No. Now, Sister Dave, you against medicine. I'm just against this devil. I'm not against medicine. If people got to take medicine, take it. But I'm going to tell you something. We're coming to a place we ain't going to have to take no medicine. We coming to a place in faith. Praise the Lord. God is going to raise a people, and I'm going to be one of them. I said, Lord, I want to be one that believe you for everything. I want to believe you for a headache. I want to believe you for whatever. And I know you're trying to hold on. Now don't take this wrong. If you need medical help, don't take it wrong now. Cause this is me. You. Okay. I'm just saying what I want. Praise the Lord. And as your leader, I want it to happen so you can see that it can happen. You know what I'm saying? I want something that's miraculous, cause what I'm asking God is really, miraculous in its miraculous and it's miraculous and it's miraculous. It just can't be done in the natural. Thank you, Dee Dee. Thank you. But I want him to do it and you let you see it, because she gonna take a picture of it today, so we having dinner today, and I want you to see it, that he's real. Children of God, it'll be a time you can't go to the doctor. Children of God, the way things are going now, you see now you got to have a card now to get on the plane. I'm not telling you nothing. I'm not trying to scare you. But I believe that when that man come, which he ain't come because the Lord said we would know it. So he ain't come up yet because we supposed to know this dude. Whatever he got planned for this generation, you're going to have something from him to do anything. And he working on it, buddy. But he said, I'm the Lord thy God. Yeah. I am God. Yeah. There is none other. Yeah. Praise the name. And my name is Jehovah. Yeah. Tell him I'm the God. Everything that exists through me. What you see, if it exists, I done it. Yeah. I am Jehovah. And he is our Jehovah. But now we got something even greater than that. We got Jesus. And at his name, every knee got a bow. See, at Jehovah, every knee didn't bow. But listen, we got a greater promise. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee got a bow. And if it didn't bow, Jackie, just keep on. Because you know your heart. God judge your heart, baby. He know that one day you're going to get it. You know, one day, hallelujah, you're going to be casting out devils and slinging away this. And hallelujah, got your sword out. You're going to be doing it good. All y'all, praise the Lord. Let me see y'all going to come into another realm of faith. We're going to come to another realm of faith, sister. You hear me? We're coming into another realm of faith. Now, you know, I was thinking about me and you, sister. We was up here, and remember when Brother Leonard was here, and he had cancer in his head? Praise God. We prayed. That was just a little bit of something. We should have kept that. You know what I'm saying? We should have kept hope. Now, here's another thing. Now, y'all going to get mad, and I just been preaching. Al, you pray for me now. Don't say nothing that ain't right now. Don't say nothing that ain't right. But Brother Leonard said, he's sitting right there. The eyes just so happened to be in the place. I so happened to pray for his neck. He so happened got healed, but he went right to the hospital and took chemotherapy. I don't understand that. If you got healed, what you need man in it for? You got to stand up for man and tell him, no, I'm healed. Are you ashamed to say I'm healed? I had another sister. I don't have to mention her name. She had cancer in her breast, a big knot. Prayed for, the knock disappeared. She went to the doctor. That ain't enough. I want to give you chemotherapy so they won't come back. So I said, Lord, what is wrong with your people? Good Lord. Why can't she just say, no, I don't need that? You got to step, open your mouth. You know, the devil trying to shut your mouth. You tell the devil, my mouth ain't going to be shut. When God do something, I'm going to let you know and I'm going to let the world know. So devil, get your ears and get your ears cleaned out, because if you want to hear something, you mess with me. Because I'm getting ready to tell who God is, and I'm getting ready to show it through how I act. Now don't you go and get off your medicine and all this kind of stuff. I didn't say that. I want to put, write that down. I didn't say that. And they say, put your medicine down and do this. But God is getting ready to increase your faith. Because he wouldn't have gave me this if he wasn't going to do it. He gave me this message that your faith may be increased. And you have to come to church and hear the word and get under the word for your faith to be increased. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember, though, I won't say who it is. They brought her home one day from school. And I was supposed to take her to the doctor. And the lady called me and she said, you need to take her to the doctor. I said, okay. Yeah. She got in that living room and during this time, Keeper's there. We cast that devil. I said, Satan, you let her go. He said, Mommy, there you go. I said, where you go? Where? He said, Mommy, going to the door. I said, get out of here. I ain't gonna tell who that was. God will do what you can believe him to do. He not gonna let you down. You standing there. No. He gonna do whatever you say. You know, right now you gonna meet people. I've met people. Me and Didi used to be together. And this lady had a baby that had rosacea all on his face. And I was just feeling so bad. During this time, me and Dee Dee was praying that D. Because every time I'd fast, Dee Dee fast with me. She said, Mama, you want to pray for that baby? I said, I sure do. Mama, go around there and pray for her. So I went around there where she was, and I told her mother she had the cart. Baby, all this side was rosacea, red, just all on the side. And I said, can I pray for your baby? She said, well, I've been to the doctor. And so, a lot of times people think you go, ah! You know, but you don't pray like that. I said, just let me pray for her. She said, she looked at me, the Lord must have touched her. And I laid my hands upon her and prayed and told God to remove it. Forgot about it, went on. I didn't know who the lady was. The next 2 weeks, she brought that baby. I knew it was God. She came back to the store, and that baby's face was clean as a rat's face, as my auntie say. I mean, God had moved that rosacea. Let me tell you something. It's Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in y'all. Not in just one person. It's Christ in you. The hope of glory. When you got saved, you got something to whoop that devil's butt, and he knows it, but you don't know it. You got in you what it take, praise the Lord, to go to heaven, but you don't know it. God has got to raise up an army to help these people. People is in bad shape. So we got to get out of bad shape to put them in good shape. We got to overcome, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word. It's the word, children of God. I'm telling you, it's the word. When you pray for people, she didn't pray. She prayed the word to me. And when she prayed the word to me, my head began to get right. Shoot. Praise the Lord. And I said, I ain't going through this no more. Now, Lord, if it's something I'm eating or something, you know, something I got to do or something, then you let me know, because I'm not going here no more. I'm not going here no more, Lord. That's it. Praise the Lord. You tell me what to do. You know, sometimes it could be your body that you ain't eating the right thing. Because when we first started this fast, I was just so weak, I couldn't hardly do nothing. The Lord told me, said, you need protein. I said, well, I can't eat meat, so I don't want to hardly see another piece of cheese. Boy, I ate so many cheese toasts and shoot. And so this so happened when Dad was feeling bad. They had brought him some protein, and I drank it. And I tell you, in a couple of days, I was feeling good. Amen. So we can overcome. Praise the Lord. I don't know. God did something miraculous through this meat. I didn't ever know I like meat. But you know, you like and miss stuff that you can't have. It ain't that you love it, so it's just that you can't have it. And your flesh get to acting up because it want it. Sister, I don't even, before we went on this fast, I ain't hardly eating meat. You know, maybe I ate a steak when Bridget would cook me one once or twice a year. But then I wanted steak. I want this. You know, I'm really getting well. I need some meat here. Praise the Lord. Let's go get the impossible burger. Let's get the repossible burger. Anything. I want some meat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then I realized what the enemy was doing. I said, Lord, this devil is trying to know. So we ate one impossible burger. I said, Dad, no, I'm not eating that. It ain't no meat. I said, no, I'm not eating it. Because I know what the devil trying to do. I went through, you know what I mean? Said, I might not have been perfect, but I made it. Yeah, I made it. You know what I'm saying? I made it. But I learned a lot. You know, I learned how the devil will do. You see how he'll do you? Praise the Lord. Then one of my kids bought me something, everything that was soy. Soy hamburger, soy chicken. Boy, I had about 3 packs of full of, I would write down that freezer and put them down there. And I ain't take them out to yesterday. So you know, you ain't, you know, they call itself, you know what I mean? It wasn't meat. It's not meat. That's not the point. That's not the point. See, the devil ain't gonna come and give you no meat, but he'll find a substitute. He don't care. Like he a lot of the things he'll do to you. He know he can't get away with it, but he can substitute something. See, and give you some, praise the Lord, to make you think. All right now. I want us to have faith. Who want it? I want us to listen. When you read, believe. Ask God to give you something to help you believe it. And read it and believe it. I'm telling you, God can heal you. God can deliver you. He can. Because he did me. And not only me, he did. Gwen, do you remember this man? You might have been too small. He was in a tent meeting. And he had an eye that was put out by, something stuck in his eye. He couldn't see out his eye. Yeah. He would cover this. They would plaster that eye up, the good eye, and he would take this thing off and read. He would tell anybody to tell anybody he's reading, and he would read it. And God wanna make us blow our minds again. He would blow our minds. I saw this man reading with no eyes. Yeah, I remember. And so. When you see things like this, you know, so you got to see something to believe it. So revival center going to be there. We're going to have some things to do here that people need to see, hallelujah, so they can believe. So that's where I am. Children of God, that's where I am. That's where I am, children of God. Amen. Let them come. Let them come to revival. They say revival center. Revival means this is what it means, revival. They come alive. Amen. And I'm bragging on Jesus because I know I can't heal. I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. I can't. I know I can't. But I know a man who can. And I know he's able. Praise the Lord. I want to speak to those now that has listened to this tape. Praise. I have some friends that do listen. And I just want to pray for you. At this time, I want to pray that the Lord would give you the faith to believe and hold on to what God has told you. I pray you hold on to some of the word that you've heard in Jesus' name. And if you need us, just call or get in touch with us through however y'all do this. How y'all do that, brother? Get in touch with us. Praise the Lord. And Derek will let me know. We want you to know we love you. We pray for you too. I just want to see all God's people, all of God's people that's supposed to be God's people. Praise the Lord. I want to see you come up. I want to see you have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking about this one swift, and I'm going to let you go. You remember when Dorcas died? Read about that. You know, there's people that, this is what I'm saying, that God need all of us. He need you. Okay, they sent for Peter because this God had given Peter this. You know, Peter probably had more faith or something than they had. Peter, so they said for Peter to raise her. It's nothing wrong with you. This is what we are body for. We are a body. We are a body. We are the body of Christ. Don't get so big you think you can do everything by yourself, because that sure ain't going to happen. Now I got quiet. I don't care. Scripture. The Bible said, if any sick among you, pray. No, he didn't. He said, call for the elders of the church, and they would pray over you. God want us to be together, because it's something about numbers. He didn't go out there by himself. He chose 12, and then he chose an apprentice, 72 people that went out. He didn't just try to go and do everything by himself. He chose a people, and you're part of this community and this church, and I love you, and will you stand on your feet? I'm through. I'll deliver my soul, Lord. I wish I could have said more, but I deliver my soul. That's all. I'm going to say the same thing over if I say anything else. I'll be just repeating what I done said. Praise the Lord. Father, did anybody need prayer? Now, remember, that's in the Bible, too. We can pray for the sick. They recover. Praise the Lord. I don't know about nobody else, but I changed Monday. Praise. What's wrong with Leslie? Oh, she ain't got shingles on her. Oh, from work? Okay, and Karen. Yeah. We went to somewhere, this girl said she worked 15 hours straight. Because they can't get nobody to work. Yeah, right. The COPD. Yeah. I told Clay, I talked to him, he said, so let you know I can't breathe. I said, come to church. Come on to church. You know, shoot, let us pray for you. That's what I told him, you know. I pray for some people over the phone, but you come on to church. Come on to church. Come on to the house of the Lord. He said, I think I'll do that. I said, well, come on. You need prayer, son? Yes, Lord. Yeah, we do pray for them, and we pray for the ones that's left in Afghanistan, those people that need to get out of there. We really need to pray for that, you know, that they can find a way out. Amen. So I'm going to pray for Karen and Leslie. Oh, yeah, right. You know, I think that's what was tied up in our town yesterday. I mean, we couldn't get through the town. It was that boy's funeral or something, or his remembrance or something. We couldn't even get out the house hardly. I mean, they had it. They had cars everywhere, and they was turning people around. If they turned Ernie around, told him to go back home if he wasn't in the possession. So we living in the last day. Father, we come to you, and we do pray for Karen. We pray you would touch her body. And give her the strength to do what she has to do, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, these people working these long hours, that's not good either. So I pray that you would take care of it. Lord, touch Leslie. Touch her body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we do pray for the people that's in these floods. And this is not going to be, this is just the first beginning, Father. They don't already name them all for the year, all the hurricanes and the things. Praise God. I pray that you would help them, God. See, I saw people crying. Mothers crying. Oh, my God. Mothers, wasn't a lot of people dead, which I'm grateful for that. But still, to go through something like that, it's just awful. I'm asking you, Lord, to help them. I'm asking you, Lord, to let their minds turn to you. Let their minds turn, because I believe, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that these saints can get together and pray some of that stuff off of their country and off of their, you know, well, I just pray that you would just bless them. Bless, Lord, the people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They're Galveston. Praise the Lord. Especially those that can't get out because they helped us. God, especially your people, the Christians. They're going to be after them. And I pray that you would give them strength, God. I pray for those that's in prison, that's going to prison right now for the sake of your name. Lord, because I don't know where we're going to have to go. But, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters everywhere. Anybody else praying if I miss something? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Anybody else want to pray? You can pray and tack on. Anybody want to tack on? Thank you, Lord. I know you never heard that before, but there's such thing as tacking on. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's hard unless you stay really close to God to have the compassion that you need for others, you know, especially people like in, if you've never been in a flood, you know what I'm saying? You can say, but the people that's been in a flood, like it's a lady up there work uptown, she came from the Louisiana flood. And you know, and every time I see her, and she remembers that. And she remembers being on top of the buildings and being in that big building where all this stuff was going on. She remembers, you know. So ask God to give us compassion, even for the people that we don't know a thing about, you know. We don't know what it's like when somebody walking down the street with guns, but we'll know. If it keep on going like it's going, sisters and brothers, we will know. And I'm telling you now, I don't say that. I'll say it sometime we'll alone. But we ain't going to keep on going the way we're going, beloved. It just ain't going to happen. God is a good God. He's a righteous God. And God ain't going to do something to one person and then let you get away. We got to suffer the consequences of what we do. So I pray for this nation. I pray for y'all's president. I pray for y'all's president to help him. Put people around him, Lord, that would give him good advice. Put people around him and that he would hear. I know he's had Christian training somewhere, so I'm asking you, Lord, to help him. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. Anybody else want to pray? Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's y'all. Serve the God of Molech. The God of Molech was the one who set children on the altar, burn them, you know. And we're just going the same way. And God destroyed them then, and he's going to do it now. You can't, you know, do the babies, you know, just kill all these children we've been killing and get away with it. It just ain't going to happen. Sometimes you don't have to face it. So I pray for the president. Praise the Lord. Anything else? The Lord bless and keep you. Anybody want prayer? The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. My sisters and brothers, and give you peace. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. I truly do. Praise the Lord.